Welcome to Kaora Voices. I'm Lawrence Ryan. I've been involved in the Kaora-Japan relationship for about 20 years. Kaora is a unique country town. It's the only place on Australian soil to experience a confrontation with an enemy during World War II. That's, of course, the Kaora breakout of 1944, when Japanese prisoners of war escaped from the camp here in Kaora. More than 200 people died, including four Australian guards. But what makes Kaora special is how we've turned this tragic event into an enduring friendship between the people of Kaora and Japan. Because the foundation of peace and reconciliation has always been our personal connection with Japanese people. For me, meeting an ex-POW helped me to understand that we all share the same human concerns. My friend and local historian, Graham Apthorpe, feels the same way, I think.
I've met ex-Japanese POW here, played music for them. I've had them doing bush dancing. Anne's, my wife, has danced with them. And they've been very friendly encounters. All those old antipathies have been forgiven. So it's a fascinating place, Kaora.
One of Mum's great pleasures was meeting those elderly men who were in the Japanese prisoner of war camp in Kaora during the war.
That's Catherine Bennett, a potter and artist whose mother, Barbara Bennett, was Kaora's first female mayor.
They were the most delightful men. They were jovial and funny, and they had quite surprising memories of the camp. One that I do remember is that they were absolutely amazed at the view to the east, which is a really beautiful view from the camp. So coming back, they thought, gosh, we didn't realise it was there.
Kaora's been lucky to have many visionaries, like Tony Mooney. He was instrumental in beginning a friendship with Joetsu City, which, like Kaora, was home to a POW camp called Noetsu.
The POW camp in Noetsu, there were 300 Australians. 60 died. Now, one of the men was from Kaora, a fellow called Alan Healy. So I went to Japan, up to Joetsu, and I met with the mayor, and I suggested the planting of gum trees as a memorial to the Australians. Now, the people from Joetsu came out here to Kaora. They could see what had occurred in Kaora since the war, and a relationship formed.
We're also lucky to have the migrant camp here. In the post-war period, more than 17,000 migrants from Europe went through this camp, and I guess we found a way to get along with people from diverse backgrounds. I think we in Kaora know the smallest acts often have huge repercussions. Like when Mae Weir served freshly baked scones and tea to Japanese soldiers found hiding on her property after the breakout. The Weir family have been passionate about continuing their mother's legacy, teaching the next generation the importance of forgiveness and friendship. So we're proud that our student exchange program between Kaora High School and Seike High School in Tokyo will turn 50 in 2020. To hear about this student exchange, just click on the audio link. I suggest you start your journey at the Kaora Visitor Information Centre and the POW Theatre, a 9-minute hologram that tells the Kaora breakout story. That will set the scene for you to explore the other places featured in the Kaora Voices app. It's kind of fitting too that Kaora Voices was created in 2019 to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the breakout. When you're using this app, please make sure to keep your eyes on the road and not on your phone. I hope you enjoy your stay in Kaora.